Though a host of men were laid against me, yet shall not my heart be afraid. And though there rose up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his tabernacle. Yea, in the secret places of his dwelling shall he hide me. And set me up upon a rock of stone. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? Of who then shall I be
Let's rise up on our feet, please.
As we close our eyes and raise our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, take control as I walk along the way. The way is narrow. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, me. Sing it again loud and clear. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh. Holy Spirit, move me now. Blessed Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, amen. Oh yes, and Spirit. Without any accompaniment, I'd like you to raise up your voices and sing this song from your heart. And sing with the love of Jesus in your heart. Sing from your heart to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords.
Angels are singing you.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are. Angels are singing.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
Omnipotent.
Omniscient.
Omnipotent you are. Omniscient you are. Omnipotent you are. Worthy Lord.
You are.
Angels are singing you.
You are worthy Lord.
You
singing you.
You are worthy, Lord.
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 Worthy Lord,
you are worthy Lord. What is loving body? Loving arms around me. Put me back in to you. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loving, what is loving as I am. Hallelujah. Put me into his fold. Hallelujah. In him, complete, complete, complete. In him, hallelujah, I am complete. Sing it loud and clear, loud and clear. Hallelujah, I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete. In him, hallelujah. Your hand. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Complete in him, hallelujah. John. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete in him. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Complete, complete, complete in. Hallelujah. John. Complete, complete, complete in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send that fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire again. The Holy Ghost fire. Oh, send the fire. Send the fire. Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire again. The Holy Ghost. Oh, send the fire. Yeah. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. The fire again. The Holy Ghost fire. There's no mountain that I can climb, for Jesus climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for Jesus. Climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for Jesus. Climbs it all. Oh, I'm complete in him. Oh, it's complete. Oh. Hallelujah. Complete, complete, complete. Hallelujah. Complete.
Raise your right hand to the heavenlies, beloved, and say this louder than anyone around you. Every conspiracy against my breakthrough in the heavenlies. There is somebody who needs to shout that one loud and clear. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Let the conspiracy be scattered. Let them be scattered. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for this wonderful morning. And we praise your holy name for bringing us here. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, lay your hands upon us this morning. Open our understanding. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have us say, God bless you. Now let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus. And this morning, I'd like you to listen very, very carefully. If you pray the prayer of this morning, and your voice goes away completely, you can't talk, immediately we close. But you're able to kill what I'm going to talk to you about now. Kill what I'm going to talk about this morning. You have made a fantastic bargain. And what I'm going to tell you now concerns everybody. Nobody is left out. Exodus chapter 17. And we're speaking on what I call generational battles. Generational battles. Exodus chapter 17 from verse 14. Note these very, very strange words from the Lord. Exodus 17 verse 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. The Lord has sworn that he will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. When we say generational, what do we mean? We mean ancestral. We mean something someone is born with. We're talking about an inherited thing, a tribal thing, something that is hereditary in the family, or something that has been handed down to the offsprings, or something that is genetically transmitted. That's what you mean by something being generational. Generational. 1995, I think so. They brought a small boy here, 15. As of the time they brought this boy to us, was a wreck. Was completely destroyed. The enemy had wrecked him. Very brilliant little boy. But as of the time he was talking to me in my counseling room here, he said by the last count, when he counted it last, he has slept with over 500 prostitutes. 15. But the time that he was coming for prayer, there were sores all over his reproductive organs. And yet with the sores, he still could not keep away from the prostitutes' houses. We all felt sorry for him. So, what kind of thing is it? He was in a terrible battle. But immediately his prayer started. This voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit came and said, his father. was his grandfather. You don't understand. His father was his grandfather. You don't understand still? I leave you to unravel that. How somebody's father can be his grandfather? This is a very serious matter. It meant that a father slept with his daughter and the daughter gave back to him. We're talking about battles passed from generation to generation when we are talking about generational battle. Just as physical characteristics are passed from generation to generation, like hair color, height, poor eyesight, blood pressure, those things. Just as we inherit those physical characteristics from generation to generation, just as we look at someone and say, this person looks like his grandfather, this person looks like his grandmother, this kind of hair on the head was like the hair on the head of somebody they knew in the family, just like that. In the same way, battles can be handed down from parents to offspring. And it's a terrible thing when you are fighting a battle you did not start. It's a terrible thing when you do not know the origin of the warfare that you find yourself in. Unfortunately, the battle of life does not discriminate. It comes upon every man. You have no control over when and where the battle of life will hit you. There are people who have made themselves comfortable and they think that they have everything all sorted out. All of a sudden, a problem started. They got upside, everything turned upside down. You know, in the environment in which we are now, all that is needed to get you into trouble is for somebody to circulate some false information about you to some people, and you are in trouble already. The battle of life does not warn anybody that is coming. It gives no prior warning. The battle of life has no respect for your person. It does not respect your opinion. It has no respect for your age. The battle of life is a very merciless agent. The battle of life can be senselessly violent. The battle of life is a stark illiterate. All those grammar and the phonetics and the psychology and the sociology, they don't listen to those voices. The battle of life has a duration that is unknown. Jesus turned to those who were saying, well, I was in the temple, were you able to touch me? Say, well, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Nobody knows the hour of the battle. The battle of life may destroy everything around you. The battle of life can result in somebody drifting away completely from the Lord if he's not careful. I've seen a pastor who became a complete drunkard. A complete drunkard. And by the time we began to talk to him, I said, man of God, what are you doing in this drinking bar? It's my wife. Say, your wife? Say, yes. Say, my wife made me to backslide. Say, how could that happen? He said, one Sunday, as he was about to give communion to his members in church, the wife stood up and grabbed the microphone and said, members of this church, you want to take communion from this, my husband? Don't take his communion, or he's a fornicator. There was pandemonium. Some people say it's a lie. Some said it's true. Some say, will you know him more than his wife? It's his wife that he's talking. There was an open fight. And that was the end of that church. So then now, backslided. The battle came against him and converted him to a drunkard. The battle of life can be very frightening. Very, very frightening. Frightens a person to a level that the person won't want to even come out and see people. When the battle of life comes upon a person, your friends may be helpless or they may even flee. Oh, you see a lot of people calling you day and night, coming to you and coming to your house, always knocking your door, always say, hey, I like you, I like you. It's because there is no battle yet. When there is a battle, you may find that they say, well, nobody calls you again. It is actually during the battles you know who your friends are. Many of us think we have friends, but we don't have. What you have is people who love what you have but hate you. The only friend to have really is Jesus. If that Jesus is your enemy, then the whole world is your enemy. The battle of life can result in untimely death. It is a mistake to say the devil cannot kill. The Bible says he has the power of death in his hand. The battle of life can begin to trouble a person from the mother's womb. And immediately the person is born, the battle will continue. And the battle will go like that until they say dust to dust, ash to ash. The battle will escort him from the womb to the grave. I pray that if there is anybody here like that, That there is a battle that has started against you from the womb, and it still does not want to let you go. Those battles shall die this morning in the name of Jesus. The battles shall die. The battles shall die. The battles shall die in the name of Jesus. The battle of life has no respect for your geographical location. You can run to wherever you want to run to in the globe. They will be there. You can say, I'm checking out of Nigeria. Immediately you check out from this country, the battle checks into your handbag. And when you arrive, wherever you are running to, the battle will come out of the suitcase and say, well, thank you very much, we are still here. The battle of life can bring strong men low. And you cannot buy your way out of the battle of life. It's not possible. The battle of life can bring insanity. The Bible says oppression maketh a wise man mad. Battle of life has no respect for your brain power. Check the university. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to understand this very well. But another thing you should understand very well is that your parentage will determine the battles you face. Your parentage will determine the battle you face. If Abraham and the rest of them, Jacob, they didn't go down to Egypt, the children of Israel will not need to be delivered from Egypt. The battles the children fought later was a battle started by their forefathers. Please try and understand this. Every battle has an agenda. Every battle of life that people are fighting, it has an agenda. It has something it wants to achieve. Number one, it wants to question your faith and commitment. It wants to test your faith and shake the foundation of your commitment to see whether you will stand. Number two, it wants to make you a victim. Three, it wants to implant fear in you. Fear in you. So the person will not be afraid to stretch out, to go out and do something for themselves. Four, it wants to make you a weakling. Five, it wants to demoralize you. That's the agenda of the battle. Six, it wants to shift your focus. To remove your focus from the Lord, from what is important to what is not important. And the last thing is that it wants to send the person to hellfire. There are many battles we fight. You may be fighting the rage of the wicked now. You may be fighting household witchcraft. You may be fighting a program trouble. You may be fighting with envious enemies. You may be fighting against the emptiers. You may be fighting a strong man. You may be fighting battles at the edge of your breakthrough. But one terrible battle is the generational battle. You don't know who to beg. If you are the begging type, you don't know who to appeal to. You don't know when it started. You just discover that immediately you could remember that you are an adult, you have been fighting. In Exodus 17 that we read just now, God himself told Moses that he will utterly wipe out the Amalek. God was going to have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Listen very carefully, beloved. God was going to wipe out Amalek. But it was not going to be instant. It was going to take a process of continual wars. Continual wars. And as this war is going on, it will eventually lead to the ultimate extinction of Amalek. God does not always use the Sodom and Gomorrah method when he wants to act. Some sinners will wipe them out in a day, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Some sinners, he wipes them out in phases from generation to generation. Herein lies a great trouble, beloved, which needs very serious meditation, which needs very serious prayer. It is that an otherwise innocent generation can inherit battles that their fathers had left unfinished. If you were born an Amalekite, that's going to go from generation to generation. It means the person will be a partaker of it, although you did not know when your forefathers started the trouble. God was going to make perpetual war with Amalek from generation to generation for the sins of a single generation far back in history. If you are a black person, there is no way you can escape from fighting generational battles. Some people pray, and God helps them. He clears away the battle. Some were able to reduce that battle to the minimum. Some are still fighting the battles now. Your fathers fought that battle and they never won. Now you have inherited a fight you never started. It's a tragedy for the enemies that kill your parents to also kill you. It's a tragedy for those enemies that put your parents in untold poverty to also now put you also in the same poverty position. It's a tragedy when you remember your father that was a very brilliant man, very brilliant, very sharp, very, very resourceful, but he died a pauper. And gradually you are beginning to see that the same thing is happening to you. It is not something you just sit down and just accept like that. You don't sit down and say, it's God that brought it, it's God that brought it. No, it's taught to us who they are of good and not evil. I'm not asking you here tonight to remove generational umbrella from the whole of your family. It's not possible, but at least you can come out of that umbrella. When you get out of that umbrella, and you can see clearly to help the others, it is a tragedy for you to acquire the enemies of your parents without your knowledge. It's a tragedy for you to be paying your grandfather's bill when you did not buy anything. It is a very serious matter when your ancestors acquire a battle and they now leave you behind to do the battle. I want you to listen, all the black people who are here today, that I want you to try and understand that our forefathers did not serve God, they served the devil. It's like they declare, we do not want this man to reign over us. None of our grandfathers got born again before 1910 or before 1900, when the word of God began to prevail. So we all have these battles to face and to fight. This is a very, very serious situation which we need to really pray about, which we need to really deal with. There was a woman, anytime she was pregnant, she would notice rats in the roof. As the pregnancy is progressing, the children of the rats are becoming plenty. Then all of a sudden, one day, a few of the rats will run downstairs. That is the day she will fall into labor. And the baby dies there at the hospital. And prayed. So this is why I used to tell people, there's no point in coming to Boza. My grandfather was the head of the masquerade in our village. When the man comes out, he will become a serpent. Well, after serpent, he becomes crocodile. What has that done to favor your life now? That's the truth. So eventually we found out that is one. She had a forefather who used to become rats to go and destroy other people's yams in the farm. And that battle that the man started is spreading down to the daughter. The man died before, this forefather died before 1920. These are very, very serious matters. When sometimes in the course of our forefathers looking for supremacy over their enemies, they will go and enter into alliances with powers of darkness. And then when after entering the alliance, they will break the alliance and these evil spirits will begin to trouble them and their children. Are you here today? You find that you are praying to appear as if some forces are mocking your prayers. You try to move forward. It's as if each time you slam your face at a brick wall. Are you here sometimes when you are praying, you can hear some voices laughing and you know they are laughing at you. Are you here? You've had a dream and somebody said, well, you can run wherever you want to go to. We will not let you go. This is why we advise members, please be praying for your pastors. Sometimes a pastor, when he gets home, the forces, a battle will come back to him at home. Say, excuse me. Don't worry us. Don't, what's your problem? We are not troubling you. Let us trouble them. Who asked you to get involved in this? We've been praying with people before and forces came out and said, excuse me, please, don't get involved in this. Don't get involved. Let us finish them up. And they're normally very, very angry. Very angry. These alliances that our forefathers formed, and some of them did not complete the alliance, these spirits did not forget, and they are troubling the children. If your forefathers worship idols, you'll be fighting some battles now. Battle of spiritual bondage, battle of frustration, and battle of poverty. Look at Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse 1. Jeremiah 8:1 says, at that time, said the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves, And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped, and they shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for the dung upon the face of the earth. Verse 3. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family. That is the result of idol worship. These people were worshiping the sun, the moon, and the host of heaven. Say, no problem. Say, they will be laid down like dung on the face of the earth. And death will be chosen by their family members who probably never worship the idols they worship. In Psalm 16, verse 4, a lot of people ponder seriously why Africa is behind. A lot of people wonder why things like bad water, bad road, poor organization, bad houses, starvation. There is plenty of it amongst the black people in Africa. A lot of people wonder. This is the reason why. Idolatry. This is very, very serious. And even now, even in this, our nation, many of our leaders are deep, deep, deep into idolatry, occultic powers and fetish powers and magic. They will come to the church on Sunday. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. But the same person, when he gets home at night, he will begin to shake his juju. Same person. And now you put the person in charge to rule. He will rule with a mixed anointing, a negative anointing. In Psalm 16 verse 4, say, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. That's what the Bible says. So once you come from a family and you are, even up to now, some families are still worshipping idols. They still have shrines. Some people still buy yams, take it to the village for the idols. The Bible says their sorrows shall be multiplied. There is a city in this Nigeria, they put the idols inside air conditioners. Blowing cool breeze on the idols. So as to thoroughly destroy the people. I pray that as many people as are here this morning, and what you are fighting now is a battle of idolatry worshipped by your ancestors. You shall win that battle today in the name of Jesus. You shall win, you shall win, you shall win, you shall win in the name of Jesus. Listen, beloved. When your forefathers are into masquerading, you will fight a battle. The battle you are going to fight, if you are from that line, is that people don't see you as human beings. They don't want to show you favor. People are afraid of you. They can't trust you. Because you really cannot trust a masquerade because you don't know who is under that mask. So they will be facing battles. So if your parents were into masquerading, you may find that you are very stagnant now. And you are going through what you call a circle of vanity. What I'm saying this morning may not prevent you from getting to heaven. You can make heaven, no problem. You can make heaven. But you make your heaven Lazarus style. Beggar, poor, dirty, smelling, sauce all over the body. You still made heaven anyway. But Lazarus does not have to make heaven like that because the same Abraham is in the same heaven and he was a rich person. So if you are from the background of masquerade, you have to pray. Look at what is going on in your life now. Look at it. Polygamy, another serious trouble. Because it will lead to all kinds of trouble. Unexplainable troubles. And if you come from that background, you need to pray. You say, but in our family we have love. All of us love each other. All the wives are very friendly. It's a lie. No. Immediately they say, get on your mark. Get set. Go. In the football pitch or in the race pitch, that first man at the front is the enemy of all the other ones. No matter how they love him, they want to overtake him, overshadow him. If your father was a native doctor, a herbalist, you'll be fighting a battle. Now you find that doors are closing, there are cages, there are constant attacks. You did deliverance 3 times, 4 times, 7 times, but because you don't know how many dedication the man has passed you through, you don't know what to do. The man may even say, anybody who tries to remove my daughter, anybody who tries to remove my son from this kind of bondage, let the same idol trouble the person. So whoever wants to help you is in trouble. Perhaps your parents worship water. You know, water takes the least line of resistance. Water. If you make it too hot for it, it will begin to boil. Water is unstable. If you get the weather too cold, it will freeze. So water is unstable. So you find you're living an unstable life. You find that you want to sample all available women on the street. You just want to try new things on new people. You find yourself into alcohol. You can't break free. Because alcoholism is part of the agenda of the waters. So you're fighting a battle. You're fighting a battle. Listen to me carefully. All those small alcohol that people used to drink, I say, well, I don't do social drinking. I only drink occasionally when I'm down. You are still an alcoholic. It's like that woman came to me crying. Hey, man of God, save me. My husband has become a drunkard. Save me, save me. And he brought a bottle of, I think they call it in teacher. The man drank it dry one night. I said, but how did this start? He said, sir, occasionally when we are happy together, we just share one shot of alcohol, one shot. He would drink a bit. I just drink dry, just small glass. I didn't know that he used to go back at night to come and continue from the waters. This is a serious matter. If you come from a river area, you need to pray really hard. This is a very serious matter. There was a time we did a crusade somewhere in the riverine areas. When we mentioned spirit husband, they laughed. They laughed. They said, what is this? Everybody here has one. Say, you need to have one here. It is a rule. Everybody has one. With this pastor that invited you, ask the wife. This is the wife. Madam, don't you have spirit husband? They were rejoicing in it. Serious problem. Did your parent participate in slave trade? Ah, you will be fighting a terrible battle now. Very hard life. And sometimes untimely death. Look at all the slave ports in Nigeria. Those markets, those areas where they sold slaves to Nigeria. Problem is still there now as I'm talking to you. Badagry was a slave port. Look at how Badagry was the first entrance of Christians into this country. Look at the Christian witness in Badagry now is nothing. Exodus chapter 21, verse 16. I'm giving you these small explanations so you understand what you mean by generational battles. There are people here this morning who need to pray with boiling anger if they will be set free at all. In Exodus chapter 21, verse 16, and he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. So, kidnapping people, selling them off as slaves, the sentence that God ordered for it is death. And since a man sometimes can kidnap over 200 slaves, he cannot die 200 times. So there is still 200 offspring who are coming to die untimely death after him. He can only die once, he can't die 200 times. So his death sentence will be spread over to generations coming. It may even affect babies who have nothing to do with what is happening. Just like the baby of Jeroboam, God took the baby away. And when Jeroboam called for prophet, the prophet said, that baby is the only clean person in your family. So that's why I'm taking him away, so that all of you can continue your suffering. And you said, but I don't think my father sold slaves. Maybe he didn't sell them. Maybe he arrested them. And he helped the slave masters to repair their boats. He sold them rope to tie the slaves. He took alcohol from the hand of the slave masters. Trouble. The trouble of the problem of slave trade is still what is troubling America till today. Once in a while, a massive wastage of human life goes in and wastes people to make up for those ones. If your parents were into occultism, don't be surprised if you are going through profitless hard work now and diverted destiny. If your parents were thieves, your father was a clever robber, don't be surprised if you are battling incurable diseases now and you are constantly losing your things. If your parents were drummers, don't be surprised if you are passing through poverty now and lack of direction. As people hit the skin of the animal on the face of the drum and that skin is suffering in their hands. That's what happens to drummers. This is a very, very serious matter. And I want you to understand this very, very well. Don't go around start boasting, well, I am from a royal family. I am princess this, princess that. If you are from a royal family, you need a royal deliverance. Don't be surprised that you are being bombarded by forces of frustration and affliction now. Your ancestors were involved in palm wine tapping. Don't be surprised if you are passing through poverty and dullness now, and all the children you have are complete dunces. If your parents were trading alcohol, tobacco, or whatever materials can spoil other people's lives, then don't be surprised if you are battling with constant harassment by wicked spirits now. These are simple areas that you can know how the generational battle will start and person will begin to fight. Maybe your parents, your ancestors were highly fetish. They are so fetish, people fear them in the locality. Don't be surprised if you are fighting a battle now where nothing is working for you. If your parents were involved in human sacrifices, don't be surprised if there is violence and people dying at particular ages now, or people just walking away without a trace. This is why we need to understand that an innocent person can be fighting the battle he did not know about now. They say, if war is pursuing you, they say, try and save your country. So if you cannot save your country, try and save your city. Cannot save your city, try and save your household. Cannot save your household, try and save your family. Cannot save your family, try and save yourself. You may not be able to remove this umbrella from everybody that you know, but at least you can pull out and decree that this, my case, is different. What do you do to deal with generational battle? The first thing you need to do very well is to carry out a spiritual mapping of yourself. Find out who you are thoroughly. Carry out physical and spiritual research on your foundation. Gather information from your parents, grandparents, and family members. You can gather information by observing the trends of things around you. You need to find out the identity of your parents, at least to the third and the fourth generation. Find out what they were doing. Find out the names they were bearing, their character, their occupation, their commonest activities. How long did they live? How did they die? What idols were they worshipping? How were they giving names to their children? Do they have family shrines? Do they have family altars? What covenants have they entered into? Is there any sanction placed on the family? How did they process the placenta of their children? Are there marks or incisions on the body of the children? And why did they put them there? Find out. Get thorough information about where you come from. There is a connection between your background and your success in the battle of life. The past generation of many people have prepared a platform of failure for them already. Then the next thing you should do is to renounce all these ancestral connections. Break the power behind it. Rededicate your own life to the Lord. This is a serious situation. So are you here this morning? You find yourself in a position that you cannot understand. You see that what is calling you is a clear case of collective captivity, unexplainable hatred, mysterious losses, very cloudy disappointments. And you're having this strange backward push. As much as you are struggling to make a move forward, something is pushing you to the back region. And you are beginning to reap failure in the face of success. Disfavor. Failure. You have a generational battle to fight. The trouble with generational battle is this. They have a Christmas goat agenda. A Christmas goat agenda. You know, if you buy a goat now, and your agenda is that you want to eat the goat on Christmas Day, you'll be feeding the goat. Be feeding the goat. The goat will be rejoicing. Say, others are the butters at the same time. They have killed them. So, but here I am eating what I want. He won't know he's being prepared for slaughter. They are making him fat so that they can get more meat out of him on Christmas Day. There are people now who apparently it will appear as if they are not going through any trouble. There is no problem at all. They believe they have everything they need. You are the ones who should pray these prayers more. Because you could be passing through a Christmas goat again. Say, let's feed this one very fat. Then when they are very fat, they will come in and strike. This is sometimes the agenda of this kind of generational battles. There are some people, they will rise very high. The same speed with which they went up, the same speed the enemy will throw them down. And when you look at their generations, you find that that has been the pattern. Or it could be there in the generation. Anyone who tries to go beyond this particular range of comfort should be destroyed. So it's when things are going well, you really need more prayer than when there is a problem. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. It's such a serious matter we have here this morning. And we have almost 70 prayers to pray, but we can't pray them today. Whatever we leave behind not done this morning, we shall continue the prayers at the hour of power tomorrow. So we're still going to devote the hour of power tomorrow to these generational battles. Moses fought a generational battle. He did not win. He did not know what to do at that time. The man got angry at the wrong time, just like his forefathers. And he did not enter into the promised land. The generational battle of David and Solomon is still what is happening in Israel now. There are many tribes here in this country that everybody from that tribe, they passed through a particular trouble. We've carried out a lot of spiritual research. Spiritual research, and we made some outstanding discoveries. For example, it's hard to find a married Benin woman that the husband does not beat up. It's hard to find somebody from the area called Elisha and you are enjoying your marriage. Very hard. It's hard to find an Ikorodu person who is doing very well. It's hard to find an Elijah person who is very hard, who is enjoying good marriage. There are tribal spirits that are caging people. I could go on at home, but it's not the time for spiritual geography today. All eyes closed. If you pray here this morning, and your voice disappears, and the generational battle is killed, you have done a good thing for yourself and for your children, because you cut off the flow, so it doesn't flow again from you to them. You have been fighting all your life. Don't want your children to continue the fight. Some people handed the battle down to you. You didn't know how they started the battle. But just like Amalekite, the war is going from generation to generation, generation to generation. Your innocency does not release you from the war. You will open your mouth like fire and like thunder. Roar in desperate prayer this morning. Say this loud and clear. Generational battle assigned to afflict my life. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear? Is that the best the sisters can do here this morning? I'm sure the sisters can still do a lot better than that. Brothers shouting with holy anger. In the name of Jesus, deal with the generational battle. Put a Satan Kayaba. Oh, yes. This is a day to pray from your hearts. Things cannot continue like this. There must be a change. 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 Things cannot continue like this. There must be a change. Posekatonda kaya boshendera bokompia. Riabokaponte. Masente kaya boshendera bokoyaba. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me congratulate one brother there. As we started this prayer, before you got there this morning, it's like you were in total chains, tied with different padlocks. As you prayed in that place, the padlocks that have, these rusted padlocks that have tied you down for years, broke away instantly. You begin to see the difference. Where is he warming up, beloved? Warming up. Can you say this again loud and clear? Enemies of my parents that have become my own enemies. Can you shout that loud and clear? Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Yes, 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 yes. Masopotali kaponda rabo sentia. Derimoko pola katanya. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Thou power of God, move, 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 move. Thou power of God, move in the name of Jesus. Continue, continue. Masikapotaya boshende rabo kusanda. Deribo soponde ke ya boshente raba. Marabo kotonde ke ya boshente raba. Makapola bosopola kayaba. Basetende ke ya boshente ya bokopola ba. Barrea nikatenda raba. Masanta ya boko shente. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. There are 56 persons here. The trouble you are passing through now is because of parental witchcraft. But one by one, the power of God is touching you where you are. And the yoke of that witchcraft powers is broken completely. It's happening. That's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's right. Yes, they have been set free. Enough is enough. They've harassed you for too long. Yes. Whatsoever they have planted into your body that they are using as a remote control to afflict and to torment you is being taken away from your body. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power of God coming upon you again. Let there be silence. Let there be silence, beloved. There's some silent, silent miracles going on. Somebody said with a baby, they say there is a hole in the heart of that baby. That hole has just been melted away. Yes. Aha. These next three prayers. Already there's an angel dispatched there to visit as many people as we pray them from their heart. There's some sisters who need to pray here today. Because your life is gradually becoming like mother, like daughter. The trouble your mother went through, you are passing through almost the same thing now. You need to pray with fire these prayers. Everybody say this loud and clear. Battles of my fathers are. You are a liar. Dead. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Deal with that battle today.
Yes, you are making progress. You are making progress. You are making progress. Very good progress. Yes, 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 yes. Masikatoda kaya boshenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Very good. Very good. Aha. Number two. These three, don't joke with them at all. Don't joke with them at all. Every instruction to the enemy to destroy me. Can you say that loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Destroy their instructions. Oh yes, I told you. Now you say this again loud and clear. As we're praying this particular prayer, many things will begin to happen here. Many of us have suffered for too long. I believe enough is enough. You will shout this loud and clear. Every problem trouble my parents. Can you say this loud and clear? And it's now troubling me. In the name of Jesus. Mosetekaya boshentera bakanta. Open your mouth and declare it. Jesus is here. There must be a way where there is no way. A way where there is no way. A way, a way, a way. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout seven Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lay one hand on our head and the other one on our belly button. And let your amen be dynamic and strong now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree by the decree of heavens that as many people as are here today and are passing through generational warfare, they are fighting a battle that did not originate, or they did not know the meaning of the battle. Let them be set free. 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 Let them.
Name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.